this is certainly going to be tougher this year than it was last year. There's no question about that. And again, I know there'll be some people out there maybe thinking, well, he's getting the excuses in early. It's certainly not an excuse. You just look at the facts. You know, you've Dundalk coming down, who are one of the most iconic clubs in League of Ireland history. You've got UCD there, who will always be able to attract players due to just who they are, UCD and scholarships. You have had an investment in Athlone. You've had an investment in Cove. You've had an investment in Kerry. Then you've seen Bray take up their grass pitch to put down an artificial pitch to get more funds to try and attract better players. So everybody now wants to get to the promised land of what is the Premier Division. A lot of that's down to the fact of the money that's coming into the Premier Division. You know, their solidarity money's now moving up until somewhere in the regions of 325,000-330,000 euro next season. So everyone wants to get there. Unfortunately, only one can be guaranteed to get there, and possibly two. But it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. Look, we'll go in and we'll give it our best shot. As you say, we're young, yes. But the one thing that you get with young players is you'll get an enthusiasm and you'll get an honesty. You'll also get that side of the game where you get a wee bit of mistakes. But look, we'll give them an environment to learn. But really looking forward to the season. But for me, the most important message that I would put out for me is that the stadium is the number one priority. The stadium can help us in so many ways. If we, you know, facility wise, it can help us everything. It can help us then attract better players because we're financially in a better place. At the moment, we're spending a lot of money on trying to get the stadium started. So, and I know that then has a detrimental effect on me as head coach, because obviously the budget then goes slightly down, which it has to, because we all have to have the common goal. And the common goal is to build a stadium. We're not going to be in the market to sign the marquee signings. We're not going to be there. We're going to be in the market to give young players an opportunity to progress their talent, and hopefully some of our own get across the water, or some of our own go to maybe some of the other Premier Division clubs with the performances that they're putting in. And that's where we are. I'm happy that's where we are. I'm willing to take on the challenge. And at any stage, if the challenge gets too big for me, nobody will have to say to me, darn, you know, it's time to go. I'll know myself if, either way, if the challenge is too big or I'm burnt out, then I'll hand the baton over to somebody else, and that's how it'll work.
Darren, first away game of the season is against Kerry. It's a long trip at the best of times, no overnight stay. And, you know, that reflects where the club is at. You're going to go down. Everybody will be giving it its best shot, but it's not ideal.
No, look, it's certainly not ideal. Obviously, you're going from the top end of Ireland to nearly the bottom end of Ireland. The one thing about Kerry is it's a beautiful part of the world, and obviously we're going to Tralee. There's been and also the games in Kerry over the previous two seasons have been difficult games. There's no question about that, and travel obviously plays a part in that. But you know, I suppose on the plus side, it's the very first game of the season. You're not in a real grueling long season, so you know we should be fresh enough. But look, Kerry this year is a different Kerry to the previous 2 years. Obviously they've got their investment in the summer, and they want to grow the football club, they want to grow soccer in the county, and their investor's been very aggressive in that approach. He's given Connor some funds to strengthen the squad, and Connor strengthened the squad. I think there's something like 14 new players at Kerry, so they're a very much unknown this year, unlike last year when you knew a wee bit about them. They're very unknown. We'll do the best we can homework-wise. We'll use our contacts to try and get some of their pre-season friendlies. And then we'll prepare ourselves. Regards to preparing, Chris, yeah, it's not ideal, you know. We train on a Thursday night at 9 o'clock to 10:15 in Letterkenny Community Centre. Some of the players won't be home to 10:45, 10:30. And then we'll be leaving at 9 o'clock the next morning to head to Kerry for a 6-hour bus journey to play a game for 1.5 hours and then head back home for a 6-hour bus journey. So, look, it's not ideal, but it's where we are, and we all understand this as a football club. I understand it, and I just want the supporters to understand that, and I want them to understand the sacrifices that the players are making to represent Finn Harps in the League of Ireland First Division. The one thing that I will guarantee, like I did last year, is we'll give our best. And some nights her best will be good enough, and other nights her best won't be good enough. And stand over this, 36 games we played last year. It was maybe three that I was disappointed in. But the other 33, they give me everything. And if they give me everything and we come up short, we come up short. If they give me everything and we pick up points, we'll pick up points. But look, we'll go and do what we have to do and then see where it takes us.
How excited are you about the group of players that you have now at your disposal? If you take out maybe two or three of the older statesmen, it's a very young squad.
It's a very young squad. I've got three players over 30, and then I think you drop to 25 or 24, somewhere along that. So, and then there's only a handful in that wee bracket, and then you drop down to under 20. I think we'll have something like seven or eight players in the first team squad that'll be under 20. So, look, the one thing you get with young players is enthusiasm. You get an honesty, you get hard work, but you also get mistakes and learning. I'll give them the environment to learn, and hopefully they do learn. I think a lot of them learned from last year, and I've seen an improvement in them in pre-season already from last year's experiences and how they are around the group and how they prepare. So that bodes well. We will identify three more new academy graduates, and we'll stick to the plan that we set in place when I first come in. I'd say then we need to try and progress two or three graduates every year from the academy to be part of the first team squad. We did that last year with Dara Coyle and Max Johnson, and we have identified three. We just need to speak to them, speak to their parents, and hopefully in the next few days we have the good news that three more will come in, so that'll be five academy graduates on top of the ones that were already there, in the likes of Cooney, McAteer, McLaughlin. So that's good. Yeah, and the thing about it is they all know each other, so, and because they know each other, there's that bond already between them, and all we need to do now is make them better and give them an environment where they can learn. And I think I have that in my own coaching repertoire, and I think the people that I have with me, Tommy and Kevin and Eamon and the rest of the staff, all think like that as well, so that only bodes well.